case, please.
Next application is case number 11545, the application of John H. Hartman Revocable Trust. Property is south of Route 54 Lighthouse Road, being east of Roosevelt Avenue, approximately 1,080 feet south of Lincoln Drive, and being more specifically Lot 20, Block 7, within Cape Windsor subdivision, with a 911 address of 38805 Roosevelt Avenue Extended, Selbyville, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 533, map 20.18, parcel number 15, and requesting a variance from the side yard setback requirement. Gentlemen, on this application, to be more specific, they are requesting an 8.3-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback for an HVAC unit, and requesting a 5-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback requirement. On this application, we received no letters of support, no letters of opposition, no mail returns. I hate to say it, but on this map, this location within Cape Windsor, we have had 135 variance requests. On the same map and within 200 foot of the site, there have been 12 such variance requests on the same side of the road, and the road separated by the property, the lot, the road, the property, and then a lagoon. And then it's across the lagoon, there were also 5 additional variances granted within 200 foot of the site. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
Well, thank you for that, Mr. Knight. Any type, questions?
Same type?
Different type.
Variety.
Alderman Ritzer, you would be sworn in, please.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Douglas Tenley, 38836 Lincoln Drive, Selbyville, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. My name's Doug Tenley. I'm also a resident in Cape Windsor, and I'm representing the Hartman Trust, and we're applying for a variance, as he just spoke, 5-foot offset on the north side. And the 8-foot variance was on the east side, is that correct?
Mm-hmm. No. North side?
Yeah.
East side.
Yeah. The uniqueness of the property, they're all them lots are 50 by 90s. Mm-hmm. And the reason for the setback is so we can acquire more parking on the roadside, because in that development, we don't allow no street parking. And then, is there an exceptional practical difficulty? Yeah, it would be tight for the company to park when they have guests during the summertime. I mean, it would be really tight for them to get off the street. The possibility of development. Can the property be developed in strict conformity with the zoning ordinance? No, because of the parking. Okay. Is the variance necessary to enable reasonable use of the property? Yes. Has the difficulty been created by the applicant? No. I think that variance, the original variances were put in since day one, 10-foot offsets and then 5-foot on the front, and okay. When it used to be a trailer park, I think. Mm-hmm. The effect of other surroundings, it's not affecting anything. Will the variance substantially be permanently impaired? No. Will the variance be detrimental to the public welfare? No. Will the variance represent the least modification possible? Yes. Is the variance necessary to afford relief? Yes. Will the variance represent the least modification possible regulation and issue? And that's yes. And like he had spoke earlier, I don't know how many I've done myself, and there's quite a few of them that all have the 5-foot offsets on one side to allow the more parking. And people got boats and golf carts and everything else, and so it allows them to park it on the one side of the house.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see if there's any. Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? And I'm going to start with you, Mr. Rickards, tonight.
On the south side, okay, where you want the, where you have your steps going up, okay, and you've got a 15-foot setback, is there any way that that you need that amount of space in there? What are you looking for, a boat or something in that area? Is that what you're saying?
Along with the steps, then we can still park beside the steps off the street.
In other words, you've got a 28-foot wide
unit,
and you can't move it any further to the right of your property.
To the south side?
Right, south side.
Well, and then, I'm sorry, that would leave us 10-foot then.
Right.
And then the time you put your steps in there, then you're not going to be able to get the car down the side. You'd be hitting it with the door and everything.
Well, you have parking in the front, correct?
Well, you'll have 10-foot from the road to the garage door.
Right.
Right. So you could park sideways.
What? That's the deck. You have a deck on top in the front?
That's correct.
Okay. And you can't park a car on, are you raised? Are you in a flood zone?
You could do sideways. You could park sideways.
Are you in a flood zone?
Cape Windsor is in a flood zone.
Right. You have your house raised up, do you?
Yeah. The bottom floor is going to be all foundation, 8-foot foundation.
So the deck is on grade?
The deck would be on the upper floor.
Okay, so you could park underneath the deck, is that correct?
Sideways.
Sideways.
Yeah, because you're only going to have 10-foot space from the road to the structure. Mm-hmm. So you could park one car in there sideways, and that's why we're applying for the variance, so you can park another one long ways beside the house on the south side. And both houses, the one on the left and the one on the right, are the same way.
You said you have 10-foot? I think you got 15.
You got 15, six. 15, 6 there.
You still can't park straight off the road, though, on 15 foot. You're required. Normally, that parking space is normally 18 to 20 foot in length to park straight ahead. Mm-hmm. So you'd be able to park sideways. That's what I was saying. You'd be able to park sideways off the street.
Normal parking is 10 by 20s.
Exactly, yeah, 20 foot straight in. You wouldn't be able to do that with only 15 foot.
All right, that makes sense now. You were saying it was 10 foot, but I don't...
I did say 10, 10 foot off the property line, okay. 5 foot to the road, so that's 15 off the road, 10 foot off.
15, yeah, it's 15 feet. That's all you'll have underneath the deck.
That's correct.
Right. Okay, that answers that question.
Okay.
No other questions.
Mr. Workman, do you have any further?
No.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
Yes. So that we get our bearings straight here, you just said you'd be 15 feet off the road, but according to the survey, it shows you'd be 15.6 feet from the road or from the property line. Early in the beginning of your testimony, you indicated that there were two sides that we were talking about. What we're seeing on the survey is on the northwest side, you're asking for two variances, one for 5 foot for the entire structure, and then a additional 8.3 foot for the HVAC unit. Is that correct?
No, it's just 5 foot on the north side of the house, and the AC unit will go on that side.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yes, that's correct.
Is that enough for the HVAC unit? Is it going right against the house?
It'd be going right against the house on a platform.
I got you.
And that's the way they all do.
Okay. And the standards for granting a variance... basically, all I heard was yes and no answers. They're not yes and no questions. Those standards, you have to convince us that you meet those standards.
I didn't know how far detail you...
Well, you got to tell us why it's unique, and you got to tell us why it wasn't created by the applicant, and so on and so forth.
Right. I mean, I did say the uniqueness was that the lots are only 50 by 90s.
I stand corrected. Yes, you did. But on the others, you just said, yes, it's necessary. Yes, it's...
Yeah, I mean,
why is it necessary? Why is it not necessary? I mean, it appears that, you could build in the setback.
I could without having any parking off the street on the right side of the house.
Well, I mean...
Other than that, I would not be able to.
Okay. If you would like to elaborate, that's fine. If not, then that's fine, too.
Yeah, I mean, I'm good. I mean,
okay.
All right. Thank you.
No questions.
Okay. Are there any further questions?
Mr. Chair?
Looking at this HVAC unit, is there a reason you couldn't put it on the south side of the house?
Well, because the utilities come in off the road, and, I mean, all the electric and everything, we always try to keep it as close hookup as possible. And all the units on the 5-foot offset is where we normally put the air conditioning units, because the house next door then has 10 foot away from them, and you don't have all that sound bothering them.
Well, if you put the HVAC unit and you switch it to the other side of the house, it'd be greater than 10 feet from the next property line. Because lot 21, the building envelope that you have here indicates that the house itself would be 16.6 feet from the lot 21 on the south. If you were to take the HVAC unit and move it over to the other side of the house, it's only, it looks like it's a couple of feet there. It still wouldn't be outside the building envelope on that side of the property.
I agree with that. The only disadvantage to that is every time you're walking into the house to go to the steps, you're hearing the air unit cutting on and off all the time. The noise factor is a big part.
But you just said the neighbors is directly across.
No, I'm talking about for my particular unit itself. Every time I'm going into if I put it on the south side, every time I'm going into my unit, I'm hearing the air conditioning unit cutting on and off. If I put it on the north side, I have 10 foot off the
and your neighbors
next door neighbors.
Cutting off.
10 foot, that's more than walking right by it and listening to it, you know what I'm saying? And it would be the same thing on the south side. There's 10 foot, he's 5 foot variance on this side. The neighbor on the right-hand side of that lot has 5 foot variance on this side also. So it's the same thing. He's 10 foot to his house.
Okay.
All those lots are in there are 50 foot wide, so you kind of limit it to what you can do. Everybody, I'm going to say five houses in a row there, you probably got a copy of that. They're all 5 foot offset.
Are all those homes right there... Do they have the HVAC on the 5-foot?
On the 5-foot side, yeah.
The parking in the front of the house, I'm looking at it now, and it says 15.6 from the deck to the road, and then the deck is 6 feet to the house. And I just want to make sure, I want to wrap my head around what you said about the parking. Is the vehicles, or is the planned parking going to be for a vehicle to be parking parallel to Roosevelt Avenue, partially under the deck and partially in the front yard, and then a vehicle to be parking beside the house perpendicular to Roosevelt Avenue? Is that the proposed parking situation?
That's correct. You can pull sideways off the road under the deck in the front of the house, and then a car on the side of the house on the south side of the unit.
But you couldn't fit, for example, two cars side by side partially underneath the deck perpendicular to Roosevelt Avenue.
That would be a little tight. Without having the butt end of the car sticking right at the road, that would be really tight.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. I got one more. How many cars do you expect to park in there?
Well,
to get in there?
When the grandkids and the kids come down during the summer, sometimes there's 4 or 5. It's even been where we had to park up to the park. We have a park, and somebody picked them up or they walked down. So, if you can get to the unit, that's a lot greater than having to do all that walking, especially for the elderly.
About 4 or 5 cars you want.
At least probably 4.
4 in there, okay.
Right.
Question?
Yes, sir.
There's no intent to design this property so that the parking could be underneath the house?
It's going to have a garage.
It will have a garage?
Under the house, that's correct.
Is that based on the size of that structure? Probably 2-car garage under the house?
2-car garage, that's correct.
That's 2 more parking spaces.
Six places.
Well, it'd be 5.
But 2 underneath, and you said probably
2. 2 in the garage.
Right.
1 sideways in front of the house, and then 2 on the south side.
Oh, okay. 10 by 20. Okay. Are there any other questions? Hearing none. Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion that we take case number 11,545 under advisement.
There's a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Workman that we take case number 11,545 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Workman? Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Rickard?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Aye, Mr. Callaway. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,545 has been taken under advisement. Now, what that means, sir, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You could stay if you would like, or you may call the office in the morning after 9 o'clock. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.